Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Beginners SEO Podcast with me, Phoebe Gill from The Plan Success. Today's episode is going to be perfect for you if, you know, you're a seasoned business owner or maybe you're just starting out as a business owner, but you're experimenting with different forms of marketing because today's episode is going to be SEO versus PPC. So we're going to kind of dive into what they are, keeping things beginner level as always, and then weighing up the pros and cons of each form of marketing and which one will be right for you and when to use one or the other or when to use both or when to use none. Maybe just shut your business down. But let's dive into it because I'm not here to waste your time because I don't think they're a particularly interesting topic, marketing, unfortunately, although it's what I do for a living. No, I do love helping people. That's what this podcast is all about, helping small business owners. Just because I'm not passionate about marketing doesn't mean I'm not passionate about helping people. I think most people can say, you know, an accountant isn't passionate about doing a tax return, but they like helping businesses save money or be more tax efficient, whatever. Anyway, not important. This podcast isn't about me. It's about you. So SEO and PPC. So let's just get really clear on what they are, because I know that people get confused about these terms because often when I get inquiries from potential clients, they're using these two terms interchangeably. And I'm thinking, well, clearly you've got no idea which each one does. So let's just really break things down. So you've got your search engine, and this could be Google, this could be Bing, but this could also these days be Instagram or Pinterest. Facebook, to a certain extent, is a search engine as well, i.e. you're typing things into a search bar and then you get given results. And those two results come in the form of either organic results or paid results. And organic results come from SEO marketing and paid results come from search engine marketing, PPC. PPC is a term we're going to be using today. So search engine optimization is when we're doing everything for free, essentially. We're optimizing everything. We're creating content for free to then hopefully that content will be so good and be so relevant that it will show up in the organic results. That's search engine optimization. PPC, pay per click, is when we're doing the keyword research, we're then creating our ads, but instead of hoping that they're so good they're going to get put to the top, we're just paying for them to get put to the top. And the more you pay, the more likely they are to get to the top. Obviously, there are more nuances to these two topics than that, but that's essentially it. So we've got our organic results coming from SEO and we've got our paid results coming from PPC. But which one should you be using? And is SEO always the best choice or is PPC always the best choice? I think let's kind of go into when SEO is good and then we'll talk about when PPC is good. And also sometimes when you should be using both and sometimes when you should just sack one off because you should be focusing on the other. So my number one thing I love about SEO is that you'll notice when I kind of explained what it was, is essentially it's free, i.e. obviously you can pay for someone to do it, but this whole podcast is about doing it yourself. I want to teach you that for the basics, for a small website, you can do it yourself. And that's kind of the main great thing about SEO is that as long as you get the basics down, you understand how to do keyword research, you understand how to use keyword tools, keyword research tools, and then you also understand how to create good page copy that kind of shows the Google bots or the search engine bots where your keywords are and how they relate to what we're trying to rank for. And also, once you kind of understand the basic pillars of creating good quality, unique content, then your only real sort of cost is time. You know, you don't actually have to be outsourcing that, spending money on that. You can do it yourself. So it is, in a way, free. And obviously, big businesses, or once you get to a stage where you can outsource it, it's just a lot more effective, cost effective, time effective, whatever, to outsource it. But my favorite thing about SEO is for anyone starting a business, SEO is a great marketing tool that you can do for free, as long as you're doing it correctly, you understand those basics. So that's something I really do love about SEO. Something else, so it does kind of make it just a lot more cost effective. And I'm going to say it's also cheaper in the long run, and I will explain why now. So with SEO, say I create a fantastic piece of content called What is Test Automation? One of my clients is a software testing company, so this morning I was doing content brief for that. But what is Test Automation? And I create this amazing, well, with someone, you know, with a writer, we create this amazing pillar guide all about test automation in QA and software testing, etc. And it also ranks for benefits of test automation, examples of test automation. Also ranks for things like test automation, test cases, you know, just lots and lots of different topics within this guide. So it ranks for hundreds of keywords. And this content, we keep improving it every few months. We keep coming back to it, making it better and better. And it climbs at the rankings and also climbs at the ranking in different countries as well. So we are ranking, we're bringing in traffic in the United States, but also bringing in traffic in the UK as well. And because we keep working this content, we keep making it better, the traffic grows and grows and grows. So from just one piece of content, we can generate thousands of visits per month to our website. And on this page as well, we are then internally linking to our landing pages that we're trying to promote. So we're getting traffic to our landing pages. We're also capturing that top of funnel traffic, people searching, you know, for information about test automation services. So SEO has a real longer staying power, which then means it's cheaper in the long run because you can not set and forget, but it's working all the time without you having to constantly monitor it, constantly adjust your bids on it, things like that. So these are my two top main favorite things about SEO. It works all the time without you having to turn it on and off. It's cheaper in the long run. This is more than my two favorite things. It's free to start with as well. And then also what I love about it is depending on the content you create, you can create highly targeted content. You can really capture very targeted traffic that will convert. And you can also capture higher at the top, you know, top of the funnel, bottom of the funnel, people that are just starting their buyer journey and people that are ready to close as well on the buyer journey. SEO can cover all of that depending on the content you create, the different landing pages you create, the different user journey you envision. I think I'm just a bit tired today and I can't pronounce anything. And I don't have an editor, so I'm not going to edit any of these out. But, you know, depending on the user journey you create, you can imagine someone landing on one blog post and then you can imagine them landing on subsequent blog posts as they go through their buyer journey, eventually ready to make the deal. So SEO is just a really great way, I think, for small business owners to sort of take control of their marketing and not have to worry about costs per se. Yes, time-wise, but not cost. Another great thing about SEO actually as well is, say you create a blog post, you can then use that blog post and chop it up into using AI tools to help speed this up, into LinkedIn posts, Instagram posts, Pinterest posts, Instagram Reels, whatever. You can really create a lot of content from just one blog post versus if you make a Google ad or an ad on Instagram, it's a lot harder to create a sort of, you know, 2,000 word blog post or whatever off the back of one 10-second reel on Instagram. So I just think blogs and content marketing just has a lot sort of wider reach. It's a great base for your marketing as well as a business. Also, your website is sort of your number. It's your front window to your shop, to your business. It really needs to say who I say this, and I'm really not proud of my website actually. But don't listen to what I do, listen to what I say, okay? And your website is hugely important, and that's why I think SEO is really, really key for small business owners. Now, let's talk about the pros of PPC and when it might actually make more sense for you to focus on PPC as opposed to SEO, because there are cases. So one con of SEO is obviously it takes time. You need to become authoritative and you need to make Google trust you. And the way you do that is by creating good quality content, building a brand for yourself. And this all takes time. You can't build an Instagram following overnight, nor can you create organic traffic on Google overnight. It just doesn't work like that. But with paid ads, you can turn on and off your traffic pretty much. If you create your good quality ads, boom, you'll be getting traffic straight away and you might be making sales straight away. So PPC, if you are in a rush, if you've got a one-time event coming up, for instance, or you've got a big sale coming on, then maybe it does make sense to turn on those ads and start getting that really targeted traffic ready to buy. So I do quite like that. It's PPC is fast, you know? I also like the fact that with PPC, you get instant feedback. With SEO, if you make a change on your page, you're going to need to wait a few weeks at least to see if that actually had an effect, like, you know, kind of monitor the data. But with PPC, you can see pretty fast, is this going well or not? And you can just turn it off or, like, you know, adjust the ad and do A and B testing and all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of just, PPC is a lot, if you're into micromanaging, PPC is perfect. If you're into data and analytics and things like that, PPC is perfect. So I always think of SEO as a bit of a science and a science and an art, combining them together. Whereas PPC, as I think, is a lot more sort of science-based and maths-based. One thing I really don't like about PPC, though, is that it just gets more and more expensive. And Google's not kind of going to put on a sale anytime soon. They sometimes, you know, they give you free credits, a few hundred dollars of free credits to start running ads, which is lovely, but they're doing that to hook you in. And then once you're hooked in, it just gets more and more expensive. And depending on if you're in a very competitive industry, for instance, if you're in the loan industry or insurance or anything finance-based or software-based, it's really expensive. And so if you're a small business, how the hell can you compete with that? And that's when I would say, okay, it will probably take more time, but it just makes a lot more sense for you to work on building up your authority naturally with SEO and quality content, rather than, you know, spending thousands of pounds a month, you know, which budget you don't have, on PPC ads, and you might not even get those clicks, because as soon as you start paying more, then your competitors pay more as well. So it's just a never-ending sort of pyramid that you're never going to reach the top of, because your competitors are always going to be bigger competitors than you. However, if you're in a very niche sector, this is when maybe SEO doesn't really win. If you're in a really niche sector and you've got a new product coming out and no one knows about this new product, so there doesn't, no search volume exists around this keyword. And also that means that there's no PPC competition either. Okay, so what you could do here is doing some keyword research for similar products or similar problems that your solution solves, and bid on those keywords. And that way you'll be able to get some traffic to your website to a product that no one knows about yet. So that's kind of a good call for when to use PPC over SEO. I also do kind of always think, if you sell, you know, any sort of e-commerce store or you're a restaurant or something, I do often think there's a place for PPC and sponsored ads, especially targeted ones. You know, what you could do as a great sort of mix between the two is, say you sell lovely bikinis, and you have this blog post all about sort of, you know, bikinis for pear-shaped women or something like that. And so you create this blog guide for how to choose the best bikinis for your body type. And then using retargeting ads, paid ads, you can then chase after those people on Instagram, and on Google Ads with your ads for your bikinis. So I think that's a great way you can mix together the two, SEO and PPC. So I do really like e-commerce for PPC personally. But I will say, because, like, at the end of the day, there's no real sort of – there's no real conclusion to this, because I think what it comes down to fundamentally is budget. It comes down to budget. And if you don't have the budget, then don't even think about PPC. Because you're going to need to put aside at least a few hundred pounds a month for it, a few hundred dollars a month for it. If you don't have that and this is a side hustle for you, then just focus on SEO. However, if you're an established business and you're really, you know, thinking, how can we ramp up sales, why don't you think about mixing the two together of SEO and PPC, with using SEO to capture first people and then remarketing your ads to chase them around the internet. Essentially, that's what marketing is. Just exposure, exposure, exposure until they crumble and buy. and hopefully your product or your service is good as well to follow through. But yeah, I think there's definitely a time and a place for SEO always. And PPC can be a great tool to leverage as long as you've got the budget for it. So that's all for today. This is just me being really honest, I guess, in this podcast. There isn't sort of always going to be a perfect answer. Your marketing comes down to what your business. Actually, another point as well I do want to raise is that I often see people starting businesses without really thinking about the costs or really looking into the best way to market their product. I see this a lot with e-commerce stores. And I think this is a problem with internet gurus selling, you know, drop shipping courses, because they make it seem like you don't need a big budget to market your product. But the reality is e-commerce is really saturated these days. And so if you're not already have the budget to spend on PPC ads for your e-commerce brand, it's going to be really hard to get started. And you're going to really have to focus on organic socials as your sort of method. So I do think whenever you're starting a side hustle or a small business or a blog, whatever like that, make sure you've looked into the best way to market that product or service or niche blog, whatever you're talking about, before you start going into it. Because just because you've done the keyword research around it and you thought, oh, wow, yeah, okay, this is not very competitive, there's definitely a market for this, great. Have you really thought about how you're going to market it as well? Because essentially a small business is 80% marketing, 20% actually your small business. Because if no one knows about your product or your service, no one's going to buy it. I'm going off on a real tangent now, but I think actually the end of this podcast is probably the most valuable. Oh, if only I had an editor who could edit this and put it the other way around. All right, that's all for today, guys. As always, if you're just getting started on your SEO journey, make sure you follow me at The Plan Success on Instagram, or head to theplansuccess.com for some free SEO downloads and resources to help you get started. I've also got my course there, which teaches you exactly how, doesn't teach you, it shows you step by step how to optimize your small business website from A to Z. So by the end of the course, just take about a weekend or so of your time, you'll have a completely SEO optimized website, teaches you how to do the keyword research for free, teaches you where to put the keywords, teaches you what to put on each page, teaches you the page site structure, and then it also teaches you how to create a long-term SEO strategy to continue seeing that growth to build your business. So it really does cover everything at a very affordable price to help small business owners just like you. So that's all for today. Thank you so much. Until next time.